Number six, Sarah Moore. If we didn't have extra facts, we'd go home early.
Good lights, Kathy. This may sound a little familiar. Ms. Moore is requesting authorization to retain 87 linear feet of replacement vinyl bulkhead constructed approximately 1 foot channelward of a deteriorated timber bulkhead adjacent to her property situated along Kibble Creek in Matthews County. Ms. Moore's property is situated along Kibble Creek, which is a small tributary directly to the Chesapeake Bay on the northern tip of Gwynns Island in Matthews County. A little bit closer view of that same quad sheet. The creek is very shallow and only about 80 feet wide at the project site. Development along the creek is primarily residential. This is our 2002 aerial photograph. Arrow was supposed to pop up there, but the site's located right here. A little bit closer view, arrow depicting the project site. Ms. Moore is seeking after-the-fact authorization to retain 87 feet of bulkhead, which was installed prior to receiving authorization to the from the Marine Resources Commission. We received an application for the work on September 27th of 2005, requesting authorization to construct the replacement bulkhead. At that time, construction had not yet commenced. This is a little bit highlighted view. The replacement vinyl bulkhead is shown at 1 foot channelward of the deteriorated bulkhead. In fact, a portion that is bowed out was proposed to be pulled back up into the yard to keep that alignment straight and close into the old timber bulkhead. This is the cross-sectional drawing. This is it highlighted. The Matthews County Wetland Board determined that the project was channelward of their jurisdiction, and therefore the project did not require a permit from the Wetland Board. We conducted a public interest review and no objections were received. This was a ground shot which was taken of the bulkhead during my site visit on October 17th. Obviously, at that point, no work had commenced. While conducting her site visit for her VIMS report, Ms. Bradshaw of VIMS discovered that construction had commenced on the bulkhead. She contacted our office, and I conducted a site visit the following day. When I visited the site, with the exception of the backfill, the bulkhead has essentially been completed. I informed the contractor that a permit had not been issued and that we considered it to be a violation. The contractor, Keith Trammell, apologized for starting the work without a permit. He also accepted full responsibility for the violation. This aerial was taken just last week. A notice to comply was sent to Ms. Moore on January 30th of 06. We also sent a copy to the contractor. The notice directed removal of the structure or submittal of a request to have the pending application considered for after-the-fact approval. We received a letter from Mr. Trammell on February 22nd, 2006, requesting that we consider the application for after-the-fact approval. In his letter, he apologized again for the violation and explained that he started work assuming that a permit would be issued in the very near future. He added that weather conditions had limited his ability to work and that the Moore project offered a protected area. This is another aerial of the project site. Ms. Moore also submitted a letter asking that we consider the application for after-the-fact approval. She also stated that she thought she had the necessary approvals and added that she was on a fixed income and has limited funds available for the payment of any additional expenses associated with this project. VIMS has stated in their report that the impacts resulting from the project were minimal and unavoidable. No other state agencies commented on the project. Sorry, this one's a little blurry. I think I zoomed in a little close on it. The environmental impacts associated with this project are minimal, and staff was prepared to recommend administrative approval of the application prior to being advised that construction had already begun. Although staff understands the contractor's desire to keep his employees working during a period of adverse weather conditions, we are concerned with the deliberate decision to proceed with the construction of the bulkhead prior to receiving VMRC authorization. In this case, the contractor has accepted full responsibility for the violation. Accordingly, staff recommends approval of the after-the-fact request with the assessment of triple fees and royalties as provided for under Section 28.2-1206D of the Virginia Code. Furthermore, we recommend the Commission consider conditioning that approval on the agent's agreement to pay a civil charge in lieu of further enforcement action. We believe the amount of the civil charge should be determined based on a minimal environmental impact and moderate degree of deviation, similar to the last one. Also similar to the last case, I have worked in this area for quite a while, and this is the first time I've had a problem with this particular contractor.
Any questions for Chip? Thank you, Chip.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Trammell, are you here? Swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, except you got.
Yes, sir, I do.
Proceed.
It is true
State
that we
your
were
name.
Keith Trammell. We were down approximately 5 weeks on the bay with that work due to winds and excessive low tide due to the west wind that was blowing. And I knew for a fact we didn't have the permit. I made a phone call to see where the process was, and understood it had ran in the newspaper, and we were simply waiting on Chip Nykirk's signature, which could happen any day, 1 or 2 days. So went ahead and proceeded with the project. Obviously, it was the wrong thing to do. I've been in the contract business, marine contract business now for 25 years, 15 on my own, and never had anything like this happen to me.
How much?
Always follow the proper procedure.
How many permits do you usually work under a year?
Probably 20, 25.
And you know there's a post out there you put your permit on?
Yes, sir, absolutely. I knew that we didn't have Chip Nykirk's signature. I'm not going to lie to you.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
The matter is now before the commission. Mr. Fox.
Mr. Chairman, consistent with the last action we just took and in agreement with staff's recommendations, I would move that we agree with staff's recommendations, approve the after-the-fact permit, and request a civil charge of $1,200 to be imposed on the contractor.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Robbins. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion is carried. I didn't ask him if they agree with that, but they seem to.
Well, he doesn't have approval.
Yeah.